Hello, and welcome to segment number 10 of Looking at Your Business from the Outside In. In this segment, we're going to talk about the value of scale in your business. If a large company were going to buy your business as a platform for future growth, they would think about the ability to scale your business up. In other words, how big could they make the business over some reasonable amount of time? Stand back and ask yourself about the potential to grow your business and what it might take. Could you grow geographically by opening up new territories? Could you use the internet to sell worldwide? Launch a new product or service that would be attractive to your current base of customers? Open up a retail location if you sell primarily to wholesale customers, or open up a wholesale location if you sell primarily to retail customers? Could you perhaps launch a lower-end version of your product or service targeted toward people who can't spend what your current customers spend? Or how about a higher-end version to target a richer and less cost-sensitive clientele? Too often, business owners are limited in their thinking. They focus too narrowly and don't allow themselves to think outside the box, to use an old expression. You know, I always found it ironic that big companies often ask employees to think outside the box, but at the same time have people sitting in cubicles, which is nothing more than a box without a top on it. Years ago, I ran a finance retreat for a billion-dollar company. As I left the initial planning session with my colleagues, I decided that the most important element for the retreat, more important than the agenda, speakers, or what food was served, was location. I found an outdoor sculpture park that had a building with floor-to-ceiling glass on three sides. As soon as I found it, I booked it. The venue allowed everyone the opportunity to expand their thinking as they walked around the grounds, examined the sculptures, and connect with nature. The event was a huge success because we gave people the opportunity to get away from their day-to-day activity and expand their thinking. As you think about how you might be able to scale your business, I would encourage you to get out of the office. Schedule a few days or even a week or more to visit other places. Talk with current and prospective customers. Perhaps meet with other business owners who have a different client base. Get ideas from different industries. Think big. What would it take to grow your business by 5, 10, 100 times or more? You might have to ground yourself later, but by thinking in as big a way as possible, you're going to see far more possibilities than if you limit yourself to what it takes to grow your business 5% from year to year.